How to start a marquee letter company. And this is how me and Xavier are planning to kind of get this bad boy started as well. So y'all can jump along and jump on the train. If you don't know what that is, basically to be simple, is you get these little letters that say
how
16.
Little?
Well, it depends. You know, it could be anywhere from 2 feet. These bad boys can be like 4 foot tall or even taller if you want. But basically, I say happy birthday or, you know, 50, or whatever, you know, love,
Mr. Mrs.
15, this is all that good stuff.
Big E.
Big E, whatever the theme that they want to emphasize in the big letters that you know, have lights on it and is on display.
It's a boy.
Yeah, it's a boy or anything to kind of draw attention. So that's what marquee letters are, basically, like a little display that the customer rents out from you. And they get the enjoyment of taking these nice pictures with it.
Yeah. So is there anything specific to marquee letters versus like yard signs?
Oh, yeah, very specific. So basically marquee letters have depth into them. The yard signs is just like, I don't know, like what's it called? Like not cardboard, but it's like kind of like a plastic, or just flat with whatever written on there with colors printed or vinyl. But this is specifically has depth to it. It has a certain design. It's like, it basically looks nice.
Yeah, and it had lights.
It has lights in it too, yeah. So. And generally, they're white, but I mean, technically, you can paint it any color you would like. But white looks the best at night, and it's usually when people want everybody to see this, which when the lights are off, it glows nice.
Okay, Eddie, I'm interested. Where did I get this from?
I'll just go hit old Google.
Google.
You, same people
that called me
yeah,
yesterday.
Yeah, Google. I bet if you go to Marketplace and you type in marquee letters, and there's a builder. There's so many. You can have it like already ready to go, or if you want, you can just get the blueprints and you can make them yourself if you're handy. Generally, the three materials that they use is like acrylic, which is the most expensive, but looks the cleanest. Also, plywood. They spray paint it white or whatever color you want, or the cheapest, which is foam. But one thing to think about, when foam, if it's really windy, this bad boy doesn't go flying. So I'll keep that in consideration.
Yeah. How did they do the foam one?
That's interesting. So I'm not too sure. I know it's glue and foam. You put it together, and then you just put the lights in there.
Like styrofoam?
Styrofoam.
Like the ones that the planes
styrofoam.
Made of.
Yes, styrofoam.
So things 100% going to fly.
Yeah, they're going to fly. But that's why I'm saying, like,
maybe it's an indoor thing.
Maybe if you're just like, if you're doing, yeah, exactly. If you're doing indoor or something, or they don't really care too much. So, and this is like a different thing. But if you want it, like, for entry level, I mean, this foam one maybe costs you like $45 if you bought one.
Yeah.
But then the other ones that I was looking at are anywhere from like $80 a letter. And then the more expensive one, obviously the acrylic is like $180 a letter.
$100?
$180?
That seems pretty cheap.
Yeah, so per a letter.
Per letter, and it sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay, so how much it costs someone to get started, like if they are trying to get like love and Mr. and Mrs.?
Well, it varies. It depends on the strategy.
The
strategy, if you want, I mean, you can just put the, like one thing that we always preach, you can put on there that you have this, and you get a quote in here, and they say, hey, I want this. We'll just say 15, you know, have like the little X and then the I. And they say, how much? And you can tell them, all right, for that, it's going to be $100. And then you can say, okay, even if you want the acrylic route, you'd be like, okay, it's going to be $300-something for me to get these two letters. And then you already got, you know, $100 out of that $300. So it just varies, to be honest with you, depending on the customer, what they want, and also on your inventory. So that's one strategy to use to kind of grow your inventory because, you know, one thing that would be horrible if you thought that, hey, people are going to love this little heart, and you buy the heart, and nobody wants to rent the heart, and now you have an investment that's not making you any money in your inventory. So my one thing I would do is kind of put out there and see what the customers want, and then buy accordingly so you can start making your money back.
Yeah. So I think on this one site that's by us, they do 4-foot marquee letters, $75 a day. Mm-hmm. So you'll easily start chipping through back on your prices and stuff.
Yeah.
From there. So, like, if someone's trying to, because I'm pretty sure if we were doing this, or we will be doing this right here, is going to be, we're probably going to find a way to build it in-house so we can build them faster,
repair
get them cheaper,
them and everything.
Get them together and have the whole system. We're not going to use foam, and really specifically because I just can't imagine even saying this to somebody. Like, what are they made out of? Foam?
It just flew off in the wind. My kid was using it as an airplane, was throwing it around the yard.
Like with the V? Yeah. So I can't imagine that. So they're sitting outside, they're coming out, and then the bride and groom are walking down the stairs, and then the whole letter hits them, a whole bunch of, it's like, you! And then there's an elf hit them out of the door.
That'd be horrible. They got it in the picture, too, that they're like standing there.
And then they'd be like, you ruined my wedding.
It's horrible.
What is wrong with you?
On everything.
It's like, I staked it down. The steak is still there. The foam is just over there. It's a hole in it. Yeah. So, like, if someone's doing this, like, what's the general operations? Like, what is it going to be like? The hours they're going to have to be due? What's the maintenance? Kind of like, what's the whole thing?
Yeah, I mean, for the maintenance, like the acrylic, realistically, the maintenance you're going to do on that is, like, you know, the magic erasers. Any kind of scuffs or anything you got going on there, you're just going to clean it off because it's, like I said, it's acrylic or plastic. So there's no painting needed because it's the color all the way through. I mean, even if you got a little chip, you can just smooth it out. Then the lights on there, they're generally battery operated, so you're just switching out that. And then maybe any bulbs. That's pretty much it. If it's like plywood, maybe doing some repairs on the wood, spray painting. Same thing, lights, repair. The foam. That one's a little, like I said, that thing is like basically glass. So as you know, anything about foam, if you can't put any kind of pressure or anything, because it'll damage very easily.
So you're going to put the foam into foam to protect it?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Put the foam inside.
But maybe this will be like only indoor kind of thing, as I would suggest, because if you leave it outside, you know, even a dog grabs that thing, it's over.
I guess you can. I mean, if you went further down, you could do something like you can put it in foam and maybe like weight it or something, or like build a frame around the foam so something sturdy and stuff. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't recommend you guys using the foam ones unless you have a specific way that you're going to do this. So like, I'm guessing if it's anything get damaged, because you set it up, right?
Yeah, we set it up. Yeah.
Yeah. So you set up. So I'm guessing really just how do you even store these? How does transporting and storing these look like?
Yeah. So what I've seen, like I said, we haven't personally done it personally yet. But what I've seen is generally people, they'll put it in their vehicles and then they'll put blankets in between everything. So just so that the main thing is the rubbing, or also be conscious that, you know, this is a delicate item. So we're not putting anything heavy on top of it. But for the most part, you know, as long as it's not touching like a hard surface, you're trying to prevent any kind of rubbing. That's the main damage, that or to the lights itself. But the marquee letters has depth to itself, so the lights are in a lower position. So as long as you pack everything just nice and neat, you shouldn't have any damage.
Yeah, and when you're doing this, I'm pretty sure, from our experience and working with different vendors similar to this, you're going to drop the stuff off probably earlier that day, and then you're going to pick the stuff up
later that night,
when the event's over.
Yeah.
And then the good thing is you get into some of the stuff when you get one of those long names, you know, like Hernandez or like.
Oh, yeah. And you're just like in the money.
Yeah. Or your Sakawacha tea is some crazy name.
And then on top of that, you're going to charge for like the late night pickups, because these parties aren't ending at like 2 p.m. They're generally ending at like midnight, 1 a.m., 2 a.m. And then if it's really good, they're like 5 a.m.
Yeah.
And then you're going to get the big tips because, you know, they're feeling extra generous.
Yeah. So, yeah, you probably get, like, a cart or something to pull everything on there.
Yeah, exactly. Get a cart, put it on there. Just, you know, get a moving blanket, wrap it in a moving blanket, and get some, like, maybe, like, some clear tape it around so the blanket doesn't fall off of it. Just do all the letters that way, then pile them on top of each other.
Yeah. So one thing I really like about it a lot, specifically, is that, like, every time that someone goes and actually throws an event with this, every time they take a photo in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
And when they take a photo in front of it, that's another piece of marketing that you can push back out there. And it's over and over and over, especially on the weddings. You get professional photos, and you just ask for the photos. And you can just keep pushing out more and more what you're doing. And realistically, you probably can get like tons of reviews. Because usually, as long as it looked nice and the photos look nice, you're pretty good. You didn't show up 5 hours later after the party, or you didn't pick up and make them get charged for something. It usually was probably fine. So like that's like a good thing. Like it can start helping you out with your marketing, just going through the process. Take these up, post them on Google Places, get some more searches and stuff in, and you kind of sort of different variations. I think the difficult part would just be really making sure that you have enough of the proper letters. But if people rent these out beforehand, which from what I've seen is you might get like a month or two to 9 months or longer, not 9 months, 90 days or so or longer. You know, in lead time, which is perfect, so you can make them. And if you can make them, you can just make them every single time, so you never have an issue.
Yeah.
So you spend your weekends delivering them, spend your weekdays making them. And if you have a job or something, you can just do it at the work. And then, you know, you make one to two a day on the time frame on it. Would be the system.
That's not long at all. I've seen it.
Yeah, so you can make a couple of these a day, then you can just run through the process. Who knows? Maybe we'll start this and we'll go through a 30-day period of how we get it done and show everything. Let us know in the comments if you want us to do this right here and give you the full blueprint. So you're probably thinking, how much could you make? So one thing that from the numbers that Eddie have given me, they're going to cost you about $35 to $50, just to say that, to make them. You're going to need all the tools and stuff, or you're going to have someone else do it. You have to pay for their time, whatever way you go with it. So generally, if you're doing it, you're making it, it'll be probably, let's say, $45 for you to make it, and let's say $90 for someone else to make it, or $100 to get someone to make it, whatever. So if you have $1,000, you can get 10 letters for the, if you get someone else to make it. If you find someone who you know who can build, who's willing to put the 2-3 hours to do it. And maybe they'll do a bulk of them because they can do all of them at once. So that's 10 letters. The letters rent out for about $75. So now you're looking at $750 for 10 of them. And then you have your delivery fees, which would be based on your market, would be on there. I'm going to just say that each place you go to, you charge $50. Maybe that's 2 locations each week. So that's $100. Hopefully you charge more, but it is what it is at this point. So you'd be looking at making about $850 a week. Or up to, specifically for this route, you'd be up to $1,000, let's say $1,000 when all is said and done. That's $52,000 a year off of $1,000 to $1,500 investment that you're doing from generally. And these are like, I'm going to say these are 4 foot, 3 foot ones that you could choosing. Mm-hmm. And if you have an SUV or pickup, you basically don't really need anything else besides like a website and stuff. It's kind of there. Now, if you do it yourself, let's say you do it at 50 and you spend $1,000. That's 20 letters. Obviously, you got to put the time. You got to have the tools. If you already have all this stuff, then you're good. And you can bulk buy the stuff, too, which, you know, maybe is the price difference across the board on that, on certain items that you buy. So maybe that is better. But let's just put it at 50. So that's 20 items. So at $75 a piece. So from there, you're looking at $1,500. Plus, let's say somehow that gets you to $1,750. You're looking at basically about 75% more money throughout the year. So, you know, you can see how that goes about like 80. That push is like probably like $90,000 a year, $85,000 to $90,000. And that's off of, like we said, $1,000 to $1,500 investment. It's a good way to go. Now, this is obviously a slimmed down version of it. I'm not telling you to spend $1,000 and think you're gonna make, you know, what you call it. And depending on how you buy, this is specifically, I think, the plywood route.
Yeah, plywood and spray paint.
Plywood, spray paint.
The lights that we're looking at, for cheap, they're like the Dollar Tree sells the ones that you just push the button, they're round, and then you just place them all throughout the marquee letter.
Yeah, so you're looking to that. So you just got to figure that part out and figure out which one you go to. But it could be a really good investment if you put the time into it, if you put the money behind it and the ads and stuff in the right place, mm-hmm. and really build out your brand, something you can make a lot of money on there. Now, one thing I'd say, if you buy this and you get it shipped to you, it is going to cost a lot more because the letters are big. I think Eddie told you like $180.
Yeah.
Now, the shipping might be the same much almost for some of these big letters depending on where you're getting them from and how the process is going. So you have to take that into account and realize that your cost basis might be $300 or something like that, which is fine. You're still going to make pretty good money. You had a 25% kind of rental, you know, just basically payback rate on this right here. Return on investment is like 25%. So you're still good. It just depends on what way you go. We're going to most likely make them in-house and probably bring someone in either one day and just make how we can make, mm-hmm. and just keep building out the process from there. And like he said, before you even get started, you would put them up on your site, let them choose which letter they want. Specifically, be like a simple quote system, and the quote system would just have they write what they want it to say, and then it'll just match the letters out. And then it'll just give them a price for it, and they just choose the size, location they want it at, the time they want it. And then that's basically it. It'll be a simple quoting system, and then give it back to them. And then from there, you can decide on what's going on. And hopefully what happened, you'll get like a lot of these jobs 3-4 months out in advance, and you'll be able to sell and get all the money, so you have to put no money into it. And that's how you can get into this whole thing with no money, if you take the jobs further out, or, you know, besides the ads price you put up. But one thing good with like Google or other places, they'll give you like $500 for free at first, mm-hmm. to start off with. Or it'll be kind of like you spend $500, they spend $500. But the thing is, though, they don't charge you until you get over $500. So you'll get the $500 credit for free, and basically you get $1,000 for marketing, and you can see what it goes from there, and see kind of where you can put these out. And who knows, maybe you'll make all the money beforehand, if you're patient and you're not trying to do stuff for this weekend, then, you know, you can get all your money and go in this with zero, basically putting in. But thank you guys so much for watching. If you haven't already, get the ultimate checklist. It's going to help you start your marquee letter rental business. Also, too, if you need any help on consulting on anything to do with event rentals, party rentals, or tour rentals, please reach out to us. We can take care of you. We have links down in the description to help you out. And I'm Xavier Kelly.
I'm Eddie Salcedo.
And we'll see you in the next one.
See you.